Friday, December 11th. A lot of action today. Again, mainly in the area of personnel. The president started out at 9 o'clock with his session to tell Dave Kennedy he was leaving his post in Treasury. Mitchell sat in. Apparently it went pretty well, but the president got soft-hearted and discussed with Kennedy various possibilities of his staying on in a cabinet capacity as counselor to the president for international economic policy, or going to the UN to take on the Paul Hoffman post. Apparently Kennedy's interested in something of this sort, does want to stay in Washington, but overall it worked out all right. Later in the day, as the president tried to work out the new Kennedy assignment, he decided finally to tell Shultz about the change. George reacted with total impassivity and betrayed no emotion. The president and I both concluded that he was not particularly pleased with the Connally plan. In any event, the president told George to try to work out the counselor deal with Bill Rogers, which George went immediately off to do. Unfortunately, Rogers didn't buy it, so that sank that plan. I'm not sure where Kennedy's future now lies. The president had a domestic council meeting at 10, and just as he went into the meeting, Rogers arrived with Yost, so the president had to bounce out and go through the Yost departure session, then back into the domestic council for a while, and back out at 11:30, again with Rogers and Yost, this time with Bush added for a brief chat, and then into the press room to announce Bush's appointment to replace Yost. There were also meetings with a group of governors on family assistance and with Harry Byrd to discuss his move to the Republican Party. In between all of these sessions in the morning, there was a lot of talk about reaction to and follow-up on the press conference. And in the midday session with Shultz, which Ehrlichman also sat in on, the president really leveled on the two of them on the need for the policy people following up and selling their programs. I think he finally got this point over to them, but I'm not sure they'll do anything to follow up on it. The afternoon was occupied by a meeting with Moshe Dayan, and we had a little flap there continuing over the preceding several days as to who was going to sit in. It ended up with Laird bringing him over, and I guess Haig and Rabin sat through the meeting. Rogers was most anxious that the president asked Dayan to go back and meet further with Rogers after the presidential meeting, which he did do. During the day, we had several inputs from Senator Scott regarding his total disapproval of Dole for Republican National Chairman. He's practically delivered an ultimatum, has made the point that Dole would be intolerable to him, and he is mobilizing senators to oppose the Dole possibility. As a result of the press conference and the press efforts to mobilize to take on the president preceding the press conference, we have launched an all-out anti-press offensive through the attack group. There's ample material to work with, and it should be pretty effective. The press corps made a real mistake in getting together in their secret session to try to figure out ways to make the press conferences tougher. It appears they're ganging up on the president, and their performance last night certainly did nothing to distinguish them. The president was supposed to go to Camp David, but the weather made the helicopter impossible, so he decided to stay over at the White House. This gave me the chance to bring Bill Carruthers in to talk with him. We have made a deal with Carruthers, and he'll come on as our top television man, working as a part-time consultant. He'll bring his key staff guy in as our full-time man in Washington. This should be a really productive step forward. End of December 11.